So looking at Psalm 2 this morning, if you've got your Bibles with you, please have it open to the Psalm, because as we go through it, it will really help to be able to follow what's going on. I'd like to read it again this morning for us. Psalm 2, starting at verse 1. I'll read the whole Psalm. Why do the nations conspire when the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth, they rise up, the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. But then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I'll proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron, and you will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss the son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. So Psalm 2. Today, of course, as Helena said, is Mother's Day. And as I looked through this psalm with Jennifer, we looked at what would be the most appropriate verse in this psalm for Mother's Day. Any particular thoughts? Well, we came up with this one. Rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. And before you think bad things about Jennifer, although she does things in our house, this is actually kind of appropriate, because a mother is someone who is very protective of their children. And you have the saying which says, never get between a mother and her cubs, because mothers are really defensive and protective of their children. They want to protect them. And as we see in this psalm, talking a lot about God's anger and wrath, I want us to have that sort of image of God in mind, about his protection and his love, which is what leads to this anger and wrath. So, that being said, happy Mother's Day. I knew there'd be a link there somewhere. Wouldn't stretch too far. But as Helen mentioned earlier, last week we were looking at Psalm 150, and for those of you who thought you were getting a bit excited, thinking we come to the end of this series on Psalms, we started at the beginning of this year, we're back to the start again. So Psalms 1 and 2, they form a kind of introduction to the book of Psalms, and while Psalm 1 looks very much at the individuals and the way of the wicked and the way of the righteous, Psalm 2 looks more on this corporate level, about, or a national perspective about wickedness and righteousness and following God. So I have a question, which is, to make sense of this, who wrote the psalm? Or, in fact, more generally, who wrote the book of Psalms? Every knee will bow before you. Thank you, the ends of the earth are your possession. And Lord, we just pray that each person in this room would submit themselves to your lordship, would proclaim you as their king, and would accept the love and the joy which you bring. We thank you that you are patient with us, because we don't deserve it. And we pray you'd give us also a compassion for all those around us who don't know you, that we would seek to make you known, that they may also enjoy you as the Lord of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.